Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us today as we conclude the series, Seven Vital Steps for Building a Christian Family. Today's episode is from part six. So it's serve God. And let's just, I think we have time. Let's just jump into that last one. Because one of the things that jumped out at me a number of years ago in Deuteronomy is he says, now your son's going to come talk to you in the years to come. And they're going to say, like, what in the world's this all about? Mm-hmm. And his answer was not explain the word of God to them, which is what I expected. But he's already said that's what you should be doing anyway.
Right.
His answer was tell them a story. And it just made me realize that here's the seventh step if we're going to succeed in building a happy Christian home.
Right.
We have to, you could say it in one of two ways. We have to have great Christian conversations with our children. Ongoing Christian conversations with our children.
Right.
We have to answer their questions. We have to discuss Christianity. We have to talk.
Yes.
Or you could say it like this. We have to continually remind our children of the story of our Christianity. So the son in Deuteronomy 6 comes to his dad and he says, hey, dad, what in the world's this all about?
Right.
Well, what dad does is he says, well, let me tell you a story. We were slaves in Egypt. God did a miracle, brought us out of Egypt and gave us this land. And we are so blessed. We are serving the Lord.
Yes.
You tell a story. And how does that apply to us? Your kid may come and they may say, why do we have to go to church? And here's the answer. Well, because there was a day that daddy was a sinner. There was a day that mom was lost in sins and I didn't know God and God worked in my heart and saved me and changed my life.
Yes.
And we go to look what God's done for me.
Right.
Look where I'm not. I could have been a drunk. I could have been on drugs. I could have been involved in adultery. Your mom and dad could be divorced.
Right.
There could be all kinds of failures in our life. But look what we could be on the road to hell. But God has saved us.
Right.
And look what God did. Look what God did for us.
Yes.
We have to always remind our kids of the story of our Christianity. Tell them, look at what God did. Look at what, and we use God's word to do that.
Yes.
We go to church so we can do that.
We go to Sunday school. We have a testimony so that we can do
And it's just loaded. We've got to continually have conversations with our children about Christianity. And notice that it starts, in the first place, we have to initiate it. Because that goes back to where he says, teach your children diligently. Teaching is you initiate the conversation.
Yes.
And then in the, what is that? Is that the 16th verse? Is that where he starts with...
And he says, that's the 20th verse.
And the 20th
verse.
When your son asks you, okay? Notice that we have to initiate it in the 7th verse,
right?
The conversation. But we have to be prepared to continue it when our children initiate it. And how many times in our busyness does our kid come up and ask a question? You know, hey, dad, why are, you know, and take you a little one. You get, little ones ask so many questions. Why is that bird blue? And, you know, you can be like, well, I'm looking at Facebook. I don't have time to answer that right now because it's important that I know what's going on in the world. Or you can stop and say, well, you know what? There was a time when there was nothing here and God, who is so infinitely wise, decided to make a world. But he didn't want to make a world bland where all the birds were the same color. He designed it with beauty, which is why we take care of what we own. Because we are created in the image of God. We want our property to be beautiful. We want our stuff to be clean. We want everything to look orderly because God is that God. And look at how beautiful he made that bird. What are you doing? You're having a Christian conversation about the God of the universe.
Right, pointing them.
And how many questions have we had along those lines?
Right.
And that's crazy, crazy, crazy. Does any question come to your mind? Any thought about the questions kids have asked along the way, our kids specifically?
Well, I was actually thinking of as our children got older.
Okay, so I was talking about the younger.
They would ask questions about, well, why do we have to do it this way?
You know, the why questions
I
are the big ones as they get older.
I have friends in my youth group, or we have friends at college. I have a roommate here at college, and they don't have to do it that way. Why does our family do it this way? And that can be some really rich conversation. It may be that we could say, well, you know what? A long time ago, we didn't think that way. We thought about it this way, and we realized that that didn't line up with the Word of God. And so we instilled that into our home. We might have a conversation about, well, you know, the Lord has led that family in a different direction than our family. This is what we do. And it may just come down to this is dad's preference. And we may not have Bible and verse, but we definitely would have Bible precepts mm-hmm. and principles to back that up. So I was thinking more of our adult children or almost adult children, I guess I would say. Our adult children are on their own making their own decisions, but our almost adult children asking us questions about why do I do that? Well, why do I have to wear that? Well, why can't I go there? Mm-hmm. Why can't I listen to that?
And I even remember the how many times I've heard you talk about conversations you had with your father.
Yes.
In which you would say to your dad, but dad, why, you know, I've got a roommate that they don't have this standard. Why do we have this standard?
Right.
And our own kids have asked those kind of questions, and our answers can be brush it off, you know, ho hum, oh well, who cares?
Right.
I don't have time for that. But Deuteronomy 6 says, you want to build a Christian family?
Yes.
Then this seventh step is as important as the first one. The first one says you got to fear God. The last one says you got to have conversations about what God's doing in your life and what God has done.
Right.
And you go back to that Judges, there came a generation that did not know God. Why? How could they not know God and not know about his works? Because somewhere in there, the conversation stopped.
Right.
And this is a big one for us because we don't converse anymore.
We're staring at devices.
In public, we are private. And it's one thing in public to be private with people we don't know. Now, when I was first starting in evangelism, I'd get on an airplane and everybody was talking to everybody.
Right.
By the time you got off the airplane, you had a new friend, you felt like, in the person beside you.
Right.
And that wasn't always true. But now I get on an airplane and almost everybody has a headphones and, you know, had earbuds. And to speak to someone is a bother.
Yes.
They're bothered that you speak to them. Mm. Our families can be that way.
Yes.
To where my kids are bothering me because they ask me so many questions.
Right. And our children, we allow them to get into that habit too of don't bother me. I'm playing this game. I have my earbuds in or I'm listening to this.
Yeah. So be thinking about conversations because what the Bible wants you to know in Deuteronomy 6 is that your Christian conversations in your home can be an incredible tool in building a successful and happy Christian family.
Yes.
We have a rule at the table, no phones at the table, because that's a conversation time.
Right.
And those are times as your kids become familiar with that. Well, this is a time to sit as a family, to talk.
Yes.
And one of our great delights has been having a family table to where we eat together. And when the meal is over, we linger. We talk.
Yes.
We turn on a teapot or a coffee pot and we, or maybe just get a glass of water. We linger in the conversation. We keep the conversation going.
Yes.
And those have been opportunities for us to have Christian conversations about everything under the sun.
Yes.
And how important is that? So turn your phones off, unplug your TV for a while, change your schedule.
Yes.
Do whatever you can. And especially have gospel, and it may be this, moms, don't be afraid of these conversations, because somebody may say, well, I don't know how to answer that. Well, then be honest. Say, you know what, right now I can't answer that. Will you let me think on it?
Right.
And then schedule a time. Give me 2 or 3 days and we'll talk about it again. Now, don't tell your child that, because they will remember if you don't follow up. You said it, you didn't do it, they will remember that.
Yes.
And if you say to them, hey, we'll go out to eat next week and we'll talk about it, and take your son or your daughter out and say, hey, remember that question you asked me? Well, let's talk about it.
Right.
This is why we do what we do.
Right.
This is what we think the Bible says. And then ask them questions. What do you think?
Right.
And the thing is, what do we do there? We're to teach diligently. So look at how these two combine together. As my kid asks me a question, I get to teach them the Word of God.
Yes.
But I also get to teach them how to apply God's Word to their life.
Yes.
And one of the things, and we'll close with this, one of the things we did with our kids is always to tell them, you know what? This is how we're doing it and why we're doing it and what we believe the Bible applies and how. And you're going to grow up and you've got to go to God's Word. You've got to apply God's Word.
Right.
You may do it differently than we do, but do everything in your power, whatever you do, to make sure that you're pursuing a relationship with God through His Word.
Yes.
And we did that often. Any further thought before we conclude this
series? Well, I was thinking of a lot of times we think of serving God as I go to church, that's my ministry that I have at church, maybe I work in the nursery or whatever. But serving God is just totally a lifestyle. So that when your children say to you, if all you think about is serving God is, well, I'm in the choir and I'm at church every Sunday morning, and your daughter says to you, well, hey, what can I do with this outfit? Why can't I wear this? Or what about this in our culture? And sometimes, because our whole service to God is based on, and our whole love of God is based on what we do at church and isn't our in our home lifestyle, we say things like, well, I don't think that matters. But you know what? Our children are asking hard questions these days.
Sure they are.
There are hard questions that are coming up. And our children are finding answers. They're finding answers on the internet. They're finding answers with their friends at school. Mm-hmm. They're finding answers on television.
So true.
And we need to be the real deal, mom and dad. We need to be developing that relationship with with our Heavenly Father so that we can answer those hard questions and saying, well, you know what? As long as you go to church, it probably doesn't matter what you wear or what you think politically or what you think about transgenderism or anything like that. We need to be prepared with Bible answers. And just like David said, if you don't know the answer right away, then say, you know what? I'm going to study that out and let's meet together and have a conversation about it.
And notice this as we conclude Deuteronomy chapter 6. Remember, it's a package deal. Mm-hmm. Remember that it's relational. The teaching, the serving, the loving, the conversing.
Yes.
And Bethel, you were so right there a moment ago when you said that it's a lifestyle.
It's
not, well, we go to church. No, it's, we're living it.
Right.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're living it.
Yes.
Everything we do, we're trying to live Christianity, teach Christianity, and embrace it.
Yes.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today concluded our series of episodes entitled 7 Vital Steps for Building a Christian Family. We hope those were a blessing and an encouragement and a help to you. Join us next time as we'll have another round of questions and answers.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.